Balance sheet remained very solid, supportive of continued expansion. We ended the period with a cash balance of 24 billion, total borrowings of 130 billion, which only expanded by about 6 billion from the year before as we continue to tighten the management of cash as well as debt. Stockholders' equity at 129 billion. So debt, net debt to equity remained low within the 1:1 ratio that we, the limit that we would like to keep at 0.72:1 effectively. Annualized ROE at 14.5%. On the debt side, our blended cost of debt has moved up a little bit by 30 basis points to 4.8% from 4.5% the year before, as we locked in more of the fixed and longer-term tenors. Our fixed to floating ratio is now at 85% to 15%, 85-15 in terms of ratio. And our maturity profile remained within our comfort level, between 10 to 15 billion at any point in time. So we expect the same trajectory, the same kind of profile as we, I guess, continue to fund the expansion program. CapEx registered at 60.3 billion, the largest outlay of which was allocated for the residential business, which accounted for 37% or 22 billion, followed by land acquisition at 29% or 17.4 billion, and the rest for leasing as well as estate development. Some statistics on residential sales. Take-up was higher at 4% year-on-year at about 30 billion pesos. The bulk of the revenues were the take-up were generated by Alveo, followed by, I guess, Avida and Ayala Land Premier, and hence and the other business lines. Overseas Filipino sales amounted to 20 billion, representing 24% of total sales, and booked sales registered at 51 billion. The third quarter sales were up 24% compared to the second quarter. The lag effect continues relative to sales take-up. But we continue to build up the unbooked revenue line. It's now 136 billion, which is good for about 2.5 years worth of revenues based on full year 2014 numbers. So this number will continue to move up as we launch and sell more projects net of completions. Some examples of recent launches for Ayala Land Premier Rio Monte Tranche 3 in Nuvali, which was launched in July, is now 67% take-up from launch. And then the Enclaves Tranche 3 and 4, launched in August, this is in North Point, Bacolod, is now 44% taken up. Now for Alveo, East Veranda, which was launched in August, 1.7 billion worth, 38% cumulative take-up. Amaya Steps Alabang, August launch, also 74% cumulative take-up year-to-date. Alveo Financial Tower along Ayala Avenue in Makati, which was launched in September, already at 60% cumulative take-up. And so the market is still very strong, as exemplified by the take-up of these new projects that we recently launched. Aside from the residential projects, we also launched an estate, Vermosa, which is in Cavite, Bacoor, Dasmariñas area, which is now very accessible through MCX, a 700-hectare development with a 124-hectare central business district component. 10 institutions and 10 hectares devoted for institutional use and 165 hectares of open space. All three brands, Ayala Land Premier, Alveo, and Avida, are there or will be there. We have 3.6 million square meters of built-up area, projected residents of 30,000 upon full build-up, and 500,000 office workers with a total capex spend of 70 billion, 25 billion of which will be spent in the next 5 years. So This is a very exciting project. It's being positioned as an active lifestyle kind of estate with a lot of sports facilities, including sports medicine facilities that will cater to the needs of the young ones who are the athletic set, which is now one of the fastest growing sectors. So it's also very near established areas such as Ayala Labang. Hence, the land values are expected to be quite high, as evidenced by the courtyards which we launched a year ago, which was selling at about 28,000 per square meter. On shopping centers, we grew gross leasable area by 4% year on year. We now have a total of 1.4 million square meters of leasable space. We added 67,000 square meters for the first 9 months, of which for the third quarter alone, there's about 30,000 was added, one of which is Circuit Lane, where we are, 11,000. Solenad 3 in Nuvali, which opened in August, another 15,000 square meters. And UP Town Center, Quezon City, about 3,900 square meters. No? So the average occupancy rate as we speak is now 94%. Mall lease rate on average was 1,153 pesos per square meter per month, up 2% year on year. This is really the blended rate, composed of old as well as new, and high rent and low rent types. So, but on a per mall basis, we are still able to achieve 5 to 8% increase in annual rents. Same mall rental growth was at 9% for the period. In terms of pipeline, we have launched another mall development in the third quarter, 40,000 square meters, and that's the Cloverleaf in Balintawak, launched in August, which will contribute, 40,000 square meters. So collectively, as we speak, we have about a total of 614,000 square meters of new malls that will, be operational in the next couple of years, the bulk of which will be opened in the next 2 years, which will add to our leasable space, especially for the mall business. For offices, gross leasable area was up 10% year on year. We now have 637,000 square meters of leasable space. We added about 57,000 for the first 9 months of the year. And average occupancy is at 93%. Average BPO lease rate was up 5% on average, and then lease out rate at 97%. In terms of pipeline, we have a total of 826,000 square meters of gross leasable area that will come on stream in the next couple of years. No, significant additions are expected, especially in the next 3 years, which will add that 800 will be part of that 800,000 addition. No? For hotels and resorts, we have a total of 2,324 rooms in operation. The operating statistics are positive. Revenue per available room for hotels was up 4% to 3,927 pesos per room night, which was the combined effect of the higher room rate, which expanded 2%, and average occupancy, which was up 2 percentage points as well, to 74%. Resorts, likewise, posted an increase in RevPAR of about 12% to 7,387 pesos. The lower room rate, which was down 9%, was offset by the increase in occupancy, which expanded 11 percentage points at 58%. We also opened Iloilo Seda, added 152 rooms to our portfolio in September, in time for the APEC sessions in Iloilo. In terms of pipeline, we have launched during the year two new hotel projects. Mandarin Oriental within Ayala Triangle Gardens will add 275 rooms, and for completion in 2020, and Seda Bacolod, another 155 rooms, which will be completed next year. No? So a total of 2,389 rooms will be added to the existing portfolio, the bulk of which will happen or will be operational in the next 2 to 3 years. So again, by way of messages, net income again expanded by 19% to 12.8. Revenues continue to expand. Sales take up continues to grow. To complement the revenue growth, we have continued to sustain margins primarily through cost containment and efficiency gains across the different product lines. We ended with a strong balance sheet that will allow us to continue supporting growth. CapEx at 60 billion and project launches at 97.9 billion, residential of which represent close to 70 billion worth. No? That's all I have, so we now are open to Q&A. No? Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ismail.